Blog Talk Radio.
Topic this morning is the apostasy, the day of the Christian church. Again, our topic this morning is the apostasy, the day of the Christian church. Amen. And I get my topic, amen, from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. And it reads as follows: Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Heavenly Father, we just thank you on this morning. We just ask for your mercy and your grace, Father, that we may be able, Father, to understand the happenings of the church. Oh, Father, we may be able to understand what have befell the church, Father, that what we have allowed to come into the church, Father, that we're not aware of, Father. Oh, Father, we just thank you, Father, as you give us your knowledge, as you give us your wisdom, as you give us your understanding, we just thank you for it, Father, because each and every one, Father, will help us, Father, to help us, Father, amen, be able to understand who's trying to deceive us. Oh, God Almighty, we just thank you. We magnify you and glorify your mighty name. Father, it's in Jesus' most holy name that we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all this morning. Amen. We are continuing, amen, in this series. Amen. We just got through with Salwin. Amen. Salhorn, or which way you want to pronounce it, amen, is well with me, amen. And we know that this celebration of the Celts, amen, amen, in America is called Halloween, amen. It has its roots in pagan roots, amen, but we still celebrate it today. Even Christians celebrate this day. And it's a day for the enemy, Satan, amen, hallelujah, that goes to tell you how deceived the church is, amen. Some churches are calling it Fall Festival, Winter Festival. It goes up under all kinds of different names to try to deceive, amen, the people that have no knowledge at all, amen. But we come today to try to give the church the understanding to be able to recognize and understand truth, amen, amen, and expose the false, amen, hallelujah. Because the scripture strictly says, amen, in verse 3, the first words of this scripture, let no man deceive you by any means, amen. People have different ways on how they are deceiving the church, amen. They're changing the names of things, amen. So if you won't research the history of it, because they know that church folk are lazy, amen, don't want to research, amen, don't want to understand what's really going on, amen. They know that you're not going to do it, amen. They know that you're going to obey the lips of the preacher, and whatever he's saying that falls off of his lips, you're going to believe, amen. So amen, they know you're going to be deceived, amen. But this is the main thing he says in this verse, amen. He said, let no man deceive you by any means. He didn't say by what means, he said by any means, amen. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness here? Come on, church, we need to get in the game, amen. We're behind by 20 points. We need to get in the game because the game is leaving us, amen. We don't understand what's going on in the church, amen. Hallelujah. Because the devil been in the church, amen. He ain't outside the church. He's in the church, amen. Probing around, amen. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, the scripture said, by any means, he said, for that day shall not come except there be and there come a falling away first before that enemy be exposed. He said, there's going to be a falling away. Now, this compound word, falling away, is one word in the Greek, and that word is apostasia. In the Greek, that word means defection, revolt, depart, leaving or leaving from a previous standing. Amen. That's what the word means. Amen. Hallelujah. You leaving what? You leaving the faith. You leaving the faith, which is your belief. Amen. And your belief is based off of a foundation of truths. The scripture said in the Gospel of John that if you're going to worship God, you have to worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. If you ain't worshiping him in spirit and in truth, you're not worshiping him at all. Amen. The word worship means to serve. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have to understand what the scripture says. Saying, amen, amen, before a specific time, amen, a fall away is going to come. Meaning apostasy is going to come, and it has already come in the church, amen. And we have, it is coming because of specific doctrines, specific beliefs, specific traditions, things that have crept into the church, Not, and people don't know where it comes from, but yet they celebrate it anyway. Yet they don't know where it comes from, or they believe it anyway. Amen. Whatever the preachers say, we're going to do it. Amen. Whatever the world is doing, we're going to do it. Amen. I'm telling you today that the church is in an apostate state. Amen. And we are falling away. Amen. Departing. We have left, amen, the faith. We have left our belief, the very core of our essence. We have left, amen, oh God. We left that truth, amen, and replaced that truth, amen, with a lie, amen, hallelujah. The lies that the world have given you, the lies that the preacher have given you, the lies that the church have given you, the lies that our mothers and our fathers have given us, oh God, the lies that our ancestors have given us, oh, we have left the truth, amen, and added the lies of humanity. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. He said, after, amen, this falling away happened, he said, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. He said, after the falling away happened, amen, amen, it's just not going, this falling away, excuse me, is not just going to happen all at once. It's going to be a time, amen, amen, that this is going to happen in a time period, amen. And it is happening now, church, that the church have lost its way, amen. Oh, God. The church have lost its way. Oh, God. It have lost its way so bad, most church people don't know anything about the Bible. And they is not willing, amen, willing to understand it. I'm going to tell you why they're not willing to understand it. Amen. Let's go to Timothy right quick. Amen. We're going to go to Timothy. Amen. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, 1 Timothy chapter 4 says this. He says, now the Spirit expressly, speaking expressly, that in a latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, doctrines of devils, amen. This is what the word devils is what they translated to the word demon, but it's demonion in the Greek, and demonion have a root of dio, amen. If you know anything about the Greek, it have a root dio, and the word the root to demonion, amen, is dio, and it is to distribute fortunes, amen, to distribute fortunes. So it does not mean what you think it means, amen, but this is what I'm trying to get to here. Verse 2 says, speaking lies of hypocrisy, having their conscience sealed with a hot eye, amen, because they are believing all of these lies that these people are saying, amen. They seduce them, amen. The Bible says they seduce them. In order to seduce them, you have to come to them in a foul way, amen. You have to come to them, amen, in a way that they don't know that they're being seduced, amen. A seducer is a charmer, amen. Someone that can get you relaxed as far as to being so that you can believe every word that they say, even if they are lying, amen. That's just like a salesman. A salesman trying to sell you on their lies. They don't try to sell you on the truth, because the truth will make you not want to buy what they're selling. So they try to sell you on their lies. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Why? Because he said, later day some shall depart from the faith. Depart from the faith. Amen. Depart from their belief. Amen. Meaning that these people once believed. Amen. But when they got around these seducers, when they got around these ministering spirits, that spirit that preaches, amen, amen, this prosperity message, amen, hallelujah, they began to depart from the faith, amen. Oh God, hallelujah. He said it was so bad that their conscience was sealed. It was like it being sealed with a hot iron, amen. There's no coming back from this, amen. Why? Because their mind is messed up from believing all these lies. They are now confused. Their judgment is confused. Their reality is confused. Everything about them now is confused because they've been sitting in that church all your meals listening to a lie. So if you try to give them the truth, they will be unable to comprehend, amen, the truth, amen, not unless God totally overwhelmed them, amen, to be able to hear the truth, amen. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, let me give you another one, amen, here. In 2 Timothy, amen, we are in 2 Timothy now, verse 4. The scripture says this, amen. He said in verse 3, chapter 4, verse 3, 2 Timothy, he said, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. They will not endure sound doctrine. They ain't going to endure it, amen. I don't care what you say, they're not going to endure it. He's going to tell you why. But after their own lust, after what? Their own lust, their own desires, amen. This is what church is about today. It's about what you can get, amen. What the preacher say you can get, amen. But if you know by now, amen, it's not you that's getting, but the preacher that's getting. But he's sitting there telling you that you can become a millionaire. He's sitting there telling you if you give this and give that, amen, you'll be having this, amen. Can I get a witness? You're not going to have it. He the one going to get it. Amen. Oh, God. Hallelujah. He said he's sound doctrine, but after their own lust, their own desires, shall they heat themselves up teachers, meaning that they're going to go find teachers to tell them lies. Amen. Oh, God, hallelujah. And that's what's happening in today. People going to the church, amen, that's going to feed them lies and feed their sealed mind with lies that they can feed in their mind, amen, and be comfortable. Amen, hallelujah. Can I get a witness here? I know I ain't going to get that many, but I'm going to tell you anyway. way. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what the church want to hear. The church want to hear a lie. Amen. So they can go back and tell somebody else a lie. Amen. Satan good. He is the liar of all liars. Oh, God. And the church is full of liars. I'm talking about full of them. Amen. Hallelujah. From the pulpit all the way down. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God, they're going to get them some teachers, amen, that's going to tell them what they want to hear. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm going to give me a teacher, amen. Tell me, amen, I can do what I want to do. Amen, I can do all kind of sin. I can live any way I want to live, amen. Hallelujah. God ain't going to do nothing to me. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to get me a preacher and tell me I'm going to be rich. Amen. All I have to do is give my 20%. Amen. I'm going to be rich. Hallelujah. I'm going to get that Cadillac I want. I'm going to get that 6-bedroom house I want. Can I get a witness here? I'm going to get that motorcycle I want. I'm going to get that woman I want. I'm going to get that man I want. Well, yeah, I'm going to go get me a preacher to tell me this lie. Oh, God. He said, why? Because they ears itching. Oh, God. They ears itching. Hallelujah. Guess what? They're going to tell them just what they want to hear. What they want to hear. The verse Bob says, verse 4, he said, they shall turn away their ears from the what? The truth. He said, they're going to turn their ears away from the truth. The truth is this word. The Bible says in the Gospel of John that your truth, thy truth is the word. Oh, Lord. So they're going to turn from the word. Amen. And shall turn to fables. They're going to turn to mythology. Oh, God. They're going to turn to believing in imps and nymphs and ghosts and all of this whole other kind of mess, amen. Why? Because this old crazy preacher done told them, amen. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me. Oh, God, can somebody read the Bible? Can somebody understand the Bible? Hallelujah. Hopefully we'll be able to overcome, amen, these devils, amen. Oh, God, because they really is, and they are truly devils. This is the apostasy, the day of the Christian church. We need to understand why we are in the apostate times. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and once we understand these apostate days or times, then we can be able to go to the next step. Amen. Let me take you to that step. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in Jesus my name, oh God. Let me take you to the book of Jude, amen, as I close. The scripture says this in verse 3. He said, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. He said we should earnestly contend. Amen. Earnestly. The word earnestly is talking about with agony. Agony. Continually in agony, struggle for the faith. amen. Can I get a witness here? That we should, in agony, fight for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints, amen. Can I get somebody to fight for their faith today, amen? Can I get somebody to stand up to this apostasy? Can I get somebody today to stand up for the truth rather than a lie? Can I get somebody today to stand up here to what the church is not doing? Amen. Oh, Lord, can I get a witness here? We have allowed stuff to creep in unto our church that don't supposed to be in our church. Can I get a witness here? We have allowed some things, amen, to blaspheme our God, amen, that don't close to blaspheme our God. Can I get a witness here? Somebody stand up for the faith. Fight for your God. Fight for your faith. Fight for your belief, amen, with earnestly agony, amen, that you and I may be able, amen, to come out of this apostasy, to come out of this unbelief, amen, able to stand firm upon what we believe in. Can I get somebody to stand up? I said, stand up, church. Stand up. Could I get somebody? Jude said, to honestly, with agony. I said, with agony, to fight for their faith.